And also beginning this afternoon, in fact, you can probably, if you listen closely, hear behind me motorcycles. Also beginning this afternoon in Fayetteville and around the Northwest Arkansas area is the annual Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue Festival. It will continue through Sunday. It is not the only event that takes place in the next couple of weeks throughout our region. The Arkansas Attorney General's Office will bring the Freedom of Information Act roadshow to Northwest Arkansas Community College in Bentonville later this month. The workshop, one of five to be held around the state, is intended to help public officials better understand how to deal with FOI laws. The workshop is also open to anybody else wanting to know more about the role of Freedom of Information Acts. While the September 27th session is free and is open to the public, registration is required. You can register by sending an email to info@arkansaspress.org or by calling 501-374-1500. That workshop is on the 27th. It's a Friday, and it will take place from 9 in the morning until 12:30 in the afternoon. Free help for area homeowners that are possibly facing foreclosure will be offered during several Thursday sessions at the Fayetteville Public Library. The University of Arkansas School of Law will have free walk-in clinics at the library on four Thursdays this fall. The first such opportunity, Thursday, September 26th. Students at the U of A Law School and a supervising attorney will be on hand to provide answers to questions about mortgages and loan modifications. The clinics are free and they require no advance appointment. Clinics were made possible with a grant from the Arkansas Attorney General's Office. Each of the Thursdays, which are September 26th, October 10th, October 24th, and November 7th, will feature both a midday and evening session. The midday session from 11 until 1 at the library, the evening session from 5 until 7. If you'd like more information, law.uark.edu/clinic/foreclosure. We'll have the websites and the phone numbers for these events on the Ozarks at Large webpage today. Monday, September 30th, representatives from the Walmart Home Office in Bentonville will participate in a panel discussion about the value of college degrees in the STEM field, STEM, meaning science, technology, engineering, and math, on the University of Arkansas campus. The session from 5:30 until 7:30 the evening of the 30th is aimed at UA students and will allow students a chance to ask the Walmart representatives about their careers. The panel will meet in room 510 of the Arkansas Union Monday, September 30th. Speaking of college students, Saturday at Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art has been designated just for college students and college faculty. Saturday, Crystal Bridges will offer several sessions, including a flash mob workshop, an open jam session, and more on the museum campus. There will also be a collaborative sculpture project underway. Robert Norman, who lives in Eureka Springs, will be creating, I think it would be pronounced fear... I'm not sure how it'd be pronounced. It's spelled S-P-H-E-R-E-X-O-X. According to Crystal Bridges, the sculpture will be created by students and guests who decorate sticks. The finished work is expected to be able to rotate and will be lit with LED lights for the Light Night Party that begins Saturday night at 7:30 at Crystal Bridges. Students will also be able to connect in the Network Lounge to learn more about Crystal Bridges College Ambassadors Program and meet museum staff. You can learn more about Saturday's College Day at crystalbridges.org. There will also be a scavenger hunt. And a week from Saturday, September 28th, the 4th annual Eureka Palooza Outdoor Festival will take place over 12 hours at Lake Leatherwood Fields. There will be music, there will be food, there will be games, a beer garden, there will be bouncy castles. The festival will include performances from several bands, including Dime Trip, Signs of Warning, and National Park Radio, a band that will be on Ozarks at Large a week from Friday. The festival begins at 11 a.m. Saturday the 28th, will continue until 11 that night. And Sunday, September 29th, a week from this Sunday, after Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue, the crew at Maxine's Tap Room will host their second The All You Need to Know show. The idea is simple and pretty clever. Pick a word at random and then ask area writers, musicians, poets, and artists to create a work or performance based on that word. This month's word is bicycle. The artists have had 30 days to create their original work. Each work is followed by a question and answer session from the on-site fact checker. The show is free and at Maxine's on Block Avenue in downtown Fayetteville. Doors will open on the 29th at 5. The show itself will begin at 7. Quickly, a couple of area college sports teams in action tomorrow. The John Brown University volleyball team is on the road tomorrow evening to face number 10 Oklahoma Baptist. You can watch live video at the JBU Athletics website. And the Northeastern State University women's soccer team will host Northwestern State University. That match tomorrow night at 7 on the Northeastern State campus in Tahlequah. And finally, there are some changes that are taking place at our All News HD channel, KUAF3. Beginning today, there will be another chance for you to hear Ozarks at Large. Each day's program will now be re-aired at 5 p.m. on KUAF3. You can pick up that channel on any HD radio. You can also pick it up online at KUAF.com. You can hear it using the KUAF app for tablets and smartphones. That app is free. More programs, many of them previously unavailable in our area, will soon be added to the KUAF3 schedule, so stay tuned. Thank you.